Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Twin Cells and Past Lives with Elena Radford. Elena, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And just so I want to welcome everybody for being here. So thank you.
And you have a message for us tonight, Elena, before we start the show?
Yes, and the message I have tonight is, and I want to share my message through telling the story of one of my ancestors, and the story of it's about this city that's called Ollantaytambo in Peru. And when you are a tourist or when you're visiting these different sites in Peru, which are really, really beautiful, and this is my way of saying welcome to everybody by sharing this story. The first time I went there was something different about the place. The energy was so pure, it was so beautiful, and there was so much energy of love. Some people couldn't really translate the frequency that was so beautiful. But and to me, you know, because I was not really aware of all my gifts, was like, this feels so much like home. It's such a safe place. And I remember walking, trying to understand what was the feeling, because I was there only for a few hours. I got there to sleep, and the next morning I was leaving to Machu Picchu. And I remember walking through the road to the train station and thinking and looking at this water coming through this river, and I can feel the love, the very strong male love, you know, and I just thinking, you know, this is so beautiful. This is, I couldn't really help to feel how much love was there in that place. And then somebody told me a story about the place, and it completely makes sense. It's the story about the Inca who has a daughter, and, well, he has several daughters, but there's this specific, in this specific time, the Inca really cared a lot for his daughter, and his daughter's name was the Flower of the Sun or something like that. He had a very specific name. And as an Inca, as a leader, he had to make sure that his lineage, he would marry his daughter with the right person. That will increase the knowledge and honor and respect of the Inca lineage. Because not everybody is Inca in Peru. Even we have different pre-Incas or different cultures. So actually the Inca lineage is the one that comes directly from what we call nowadays Atlantis people. So they always make sure to keep the records and the frequencies of the DNA, because they believe that their blood, the lineage, will carry a lot of promises for these days. So they always will do that. And I remember being here, and one of the things I remember that was really beautiful is how much the father loved her. So they talk about this general who is a very amazing general, and how he was able to serve the king in so many ways and be able to give him the structure and stability in the Inca king, in Inca culture at the time. And his daughter fell in love with this general, and the general was very in love with her too. But because he was not from the lineage, there was a big celebration. There was one night, but they're celebrating something that his general did that was amazing. And so when the Inca said, "Ask me for anything that you want," then he said, "Well, I would like to marry your daughter." That, obviously, the Inca rejected that, because he didn't think that the general will be able to handle or be able to take the lineage of his daughter. And so it became a conflict. And so so the general ran away. I mean, he escaped, because it became like a civil war or something like that. So he escaped, and he went to this town. And the father took the daughter to what we call a place where she was not allowed to be exposed to the culture. It was kind of like a secluded place. But she was pregnant at the time with a baby that became a little girl eventually. So the story talks about how this general, which is the city where it's a beautiful frequency of love everywhere that you get to see, stays there, and he hides there for 10 years. He makes that his place, his kingdom. And everything that he built in that place was waiting for her to come back someday, to be able to be reunited. So eventually, you know, when I went there two or three different times and I was able to meditate, even the tiniest small rock, the way how it was placed, the people that helped him, that was the foundation. He was building that for her. And every place that he went, he left some of his heart. And so 10 years after that, 11 years after that, the Inca passed away. And so they talk about this, when the Inca passes away, is the brother of the girl who takes the new place as an Inca. And it's the daughter who goes to his uncle and asks the uncle for his mother and for this general to be reunited. And so that's when, after 10 years or 11 years, this woman comes, the daughter of the previous Inca, and reunites him in this place that's called Ollantaytambo. So the reason why I want to share this is because when two people love each other, the way that it was done in this specific situation, it becomes a consciousness. And that city, to me, is one of the most beautiful cities in Peru, because you can feel the love that he had for her, and then the coming of her into the city, and their love was so pure and was so strong that now is one of the higher centers of frequency. I just wanted to share that with everybody. So.
Well, we thank you, you know, for sharing that. That was a beautiful story, and you know, I just wanted to share something. You know, there's a lot of different cultures, you know, that have different stories. You know, almost, you know, not exactly, but similar to the same kind of story that you know, were talking about. And to me, you know, that just helps to bring in, you know, this twin cell energy, you know, so that people can feel that energy and to know, you know, that, you know, even during those times, you know, like you said, you know, this, it helped, you know, keep that energy in that area, you know, and that, to me, you know, energy don't lie. And so it's very pure, you know, very, you know, part of that unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. And let's go into this caller, area code 801, and the last four numbers are 1515. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, Elena.
Andrea, how are you doing? It's so nice to be with us tonight.
You too.
Would you like to share anything with our listeners tonight?
Well, I was just wondering what the topic was tonight. I only listened briefly what you were talking about.
The topic tonight. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
The topic tonight is how, when two people love each other, create a frequency. And I was sharing the story about this place in Peru, that even though it has been over 600 years or 700 years, you can still go to that place and you can feel the frequency of the love of two people. They love so much each other and they build the foundation of that city based in that. And it's one of the most beautiful cities in Peru. And I think that's the power of the twin flames. I know that's the power of twin flames. When they get together and they co-create together, they activate energy. They leave their message wherever they go. They can even change the frequency of water when they work together and for a specific purpose. So that's,
wow.
That's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
It is really beautiful because it's it's like, you know, having a baby, having a couple having a baby. So the baby carries the frequency of the father and the mother. It's the same thing. The higher the intensity of the love that they have for each other, everything that's around that area can carry the frequency. So I think the reason why we get to be who we get to be in multidimensional is because we get to tap those frequencies of love between a man and a woman, like in this specific town. It is so powerful that you can help to be multidimensional. You have different experiences. And it doesn't matter who I know that goes to Peru, that city gets to be very, very special into the awakening energy. You know, even though when they don't know that's what's going on, a lot of people talk about this specific town. They go like, oh, this is so beautiful. It feels so special because, like I say, they may not know what's going on, but it's the feeling of being part of that. So let's take a caller here, and the area code is 928. Hello, caller. This is Elena. How can we help you tonight?
Question? Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Hi. I have a question pertaining to love and relationships.
And what is your name, and where are you calling from?
My name is Elfina. I'm actually calling from Arizona.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Welcome to the show. So go ahead and let's see how we can assist you, the three of us, with our gifts and what you're looking for.
Okay. I guess my question is, I'm wondering, like, where things are going to go with me and Ryan.
Okay. Roy, would you mind answering that question?
Oh, first of all, I want to welcome you know, to Elena's show tonight. My name is Roy, and I just wanted to let you know also that me and my son Adrian's on the line also. We've spent some time out in that area, and we've been to Sedona, Arizona.
Have
you been there before?
South. Yeah, I'm four hours south of Sedona. I'm
okay,
on the reservation.
And it's a beautiful energy that's in that area. We love it every time we go there. And, you know, and where Elena was talking about, you know, these energies that are in certain areas. Well,
yeah.
To me, Sedona is one of those places, you know, and this could go back hundreds, maybe even thousands of years. And I'm sure there's been a lot of twin cells in those areas, because why is that energy so, you know, at a high vibration? I just wanted to share that. And again, with your question about Ryan, I feel that you and him are just going through a transformation with each other right now. Do you feel that Ryan's your twin flame?
Yeah, I feel that, and I've been told that, like, we have a past, like, we were together in the past and stuff like that.
And what do you feel the blockage is on?
You know, I never really knew, like, the blockage and stuff, because, we're sort of alike in a lot of ways and things like that. And it's just whenever things are going, like, really good, like, when I feel it's going to go into, like, another direction, it's like something always happens, and then we end up starting back from one, so.
Okay. And, Adrian, now, what did you, first of all, I want you to meet Adrian. He's going to... let you know about, you know, what the percentage is of you, you know, him being your twin flame. Adrian?
Okay. Let me check the connection here. Do I have your permission?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I have his permission. I'll check your percentage on where your energy's at right now. Okay, so it's saying I do have his permission. And right now, your energy is at 45%, but it is saying that he is your twin flame, but you need to build your communication and your connection with this person. And there are emotional blockages that are preventing you from moving forward. And this is something past life.
Is it like emotional blockage with him?
Yes.
Do you know like what those are or like why?
I can identify those for you.
Okay.
Okay, so right now he feels like he's limited and restricted with what he's doing. And I don't know what he's doing with his life, but he feels very, very restricted. His self-esteem is very bad. He's also saying that he has a lot of unresolved issues from his past. And he's having a lot of moral issues as well. A lot of limitation.
Mm-hmm.
His sexuality is good. He knows what he wants. You know, he's straight. His commitment is good. His word is
like
good.
Like his commitment to me, or?
Yeah. He's a truth sayer, so he'll tell you the truth. You know, he doesn't hide things. That's a good thing. Your percentage is very high on that, by the way. Says he's very honest, but he has a lot of fears and worries. And a lot of that has to do with the fears and worries are what's holding him back. Is restricting him from growth.
Like the fears and worries about me or like within himself or?
I think it has to do with you. I have a fear that, I have a feeling that the fear is coming from his heart chakra, which, you know, he has a fear that he's going to lose you.
Yeah, because like that's the thing. We've actually had this relationship like on and off again, on and off again, and most of the times I was always the one to go back and, you know, whatever he said I did. And up until recently we were actually apart for I would say 6-7 months, and during those times I actually kind of I guess in a way sort of forgot about him. I wouldn't call him and he would try to call me sometimes and I wouldn't answer, and when I did I would be pleasant to him, but I wouldn't go into details about, like, what I did or, you know, how his day was going and things like that. And about 2 weeks ago, he's actually been, like, calling, and I sort of, I guess, want to give this a try again. So I've been, you know, like, nicer and asking him questions and things like that, so.
Well, we do know that free will is very powerful. And it's just like I was trying to make some corrections with a girl that I know that I really like, that I really enjoyed, but she committed suicide and that was the path that she chose. But there was nothing I could have done for her. It all had to come down with her, you know, and she was an alcoholic and
uh-huh.
She wasn't willing to give up what she had for me because I don't believe that we were twin flames, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But twin flames go a lot more deeper than that.
Okay. So, like, is this relationship, is it going to go into a commitment? Like, will we ever have children and be married, or?
Yeah, I mean, eventually it will. It'll pan out that way. Just he has to get past his unresolved issues. It's like he's putting vines around himself. And the more he worries about things, the more he puts the vines around him. And that's what's restricting him from his growth.
You know, I want to interrupt for just 1 second. And you say that you've been to Sedona before?
Yes, I've actually went there.
Have you been up to the vortexes?
No.
Okay, what my guides are telling me that you and Ryan need to go into the vortex and meditate together, and that would help, you know, lift and, you know, that vibration plus whatever blockages that might be, you know, there, you know, that are present. It'll help get past that.
It'll lift the mind.
You know, lucky that you called Elena's show tonight, because Elena can help you and Ryan so that you can strengthen this twin flame energy, you know, between the two of you. Elena, do you want to explain that to her?
Can I ask, what is the twin flame? Like, I know, like, soulmates are people that, I guess, in the past life, they agreed to be together in this lifetime, and then twin flames are, what is that one? What's the difference?
It's the same. It's just a different name.
Okay, so it's basically
it goes by
name,
twin cells or twin souls or twin flames. Yeah, they're the same. Elena, could you explain more to her about the twin cells?
Sure. A twin cell is somebody that you choose to have a experience with, and they're very similar to you. And when you get together with that person, it's an opportunity to move forward and create everything that you want. It's a it's the feeling of an eternal companion. It's somebody who you choose to grow with through different past lives, through time, and, you know, basically gets to a point where these twin flames don't have experiences, choose not to have experience with anybody else, but just them, and grow into in a really pure relationship. So they experience a lot of things together. What I'm seeing in your situation is what happened in the other past life is he hurt you, and even though you have forgiven him, he doesn't forgive himself for the damage that he did to you. That is the block. So if I were you and you choose to go into that relationship, then you need to make him feel very confident about that he's making the right choice to be with you. That it's okay that you make mistakes together. It's okay that he doesn't know everything. It's okay that he's just learning. It's okay if he feels like he's not as mature as you are. So make it an environment that's very inviting for him to build his self-confidence in his foundation. And I think that once you're done with that, it's going to be a very stable relationship. But like I say, he's going to step in and want to step out. It's like he's not sure because of the issue that was not solved in that specific lifetime. Is that making sense?
Yeah, but I was also told that, you know, like in our past lives, it was because I was the man and he was the woman or something. And
I don't see that. I'm not seeing that. You were the woman and he was the man.
Okay, so the reason why he is the way he is because he's not confident enough to, like, I don't make him feel like...
Okay, with my twin cell, when we remember each other from past lives, I did not remember him. I mean, I remember different past lives about him, but most of them were really happy. And one night he called me, and his stomach was hurting really, really bad. So I started coaching him, saying, what's going on? And I started giving him some energy gifts so he can remember what was the pain and the sorrow coming from. And so he went into this past life, and that's when he saw that he was unfaithful to me. And in the process of seeing that he was unfaithful to me, he also witnessed the sorrow, the pain, the fact that I couldn't complete what I wanted to complete in that lifetime. And so he couldn't move forward with that. So I have to coach him and to let it go. And I had to coach myself, because right when he remembered, and when he remembered the pain, but he didn't remember the story, is when I gave him the energy gifts that he remembered the story. And right when he's remembering the story, I start remembering the story too. And it was so painful, like it happened right in that moment. So I needed to take some time on my own for that night, and I didn't talk to him until the next day. You say, you know what? Let's not talk about this today. Let's talk about this tomorrow. But pretty much the whole night, I cried. I didn't know if I wanted to be in a relationship with him or not. And so the journey was, I mean, when twin cells or twin flames get together and there is so much love into the energy, then there's still coaching that goes with it. So our situation was that I didn't trust men because of that. One of the reasons why they didn't trust me, it was because of that experience. So it was his commitment in this lifetime that he will build my trust on him again and to help him to go to the next level. And in my space was giving him a chance, another chance. But his whole life carried that. It's just that he was in that specific time, in a specific place in Peru, that the frequency was so high that it was ready to be released. So that's the same thing. It's a different story, but it's the same thing with him. There's something in the past that is holding him back to be completely open to you. Is that making sense?
Oh, yeah. So, like, basically he's hurt me in the past, so... And that's what he can't forgive himself for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what you can say is, you can just say, whatever happened in the past, let's just leave it in the past. I forgive you, forgive yourself for it. And just by you saying those things subconsciously, he's going to start remembering some of that energy, and then he will let it go. Because right now, what is in his energy, he may not be able to describe this, or take it in the conscious level. He is so afraid to hurt you. I mean, he is so afraid to hurt you, and so he holds back. I mean, he hurt you once, so he doesn't want to do the same thing. It's just that he doesn't get it. He doesn't get that's what he's doing. Is that making sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you have to teach him to trust in the relationship. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's something that both of you have to work on. You know, both of you have to work on. And so, but right now, since you are the one who has the information, in male energies, it's much harder for them to remember what happened in the past. It's way harder. So women is more intuitive, and so they can remember things more. So you just have to let him, give him his space to heal. So one of the ways how you let men to heal his space with him right now will be just listening what he wants to offer to the relationship and support that. Okay, you want to do that? That's great. How are you going to make it happen? And just be very open to what he wants to bring in the relationship. You already know what you want to bring in.
Mm-hmm. That's ahead. The thing that we're doing right now. It's like... for the past week, he's been calling me. Then I've seen him twice within this past week, but I only spent with him. And he wanted me to stay and stuff, and I was like, okay. So I've actually just got off the phone with him like an hour ago, and he told me, or I told him, I was like, yeah. I was like, so do you want me to come and visit you again, like spend a night or something? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm not. You can say no if it's too soon. He's like, no, it's okay. So...
So you have to let him express what he wants. Even though you're in charge and who you are, this is when you become the active listener. So what do you want? What are you building? What are you doing in your life? and just be so present, no judgments, no trying to control his life, nothing like that. If you want this to be a powerful relationship, don't question what he's doing in his life. Just go like, okay, that's cool. It's amazing that you're doing that. And so you train him to be more in his self-confidence. Is that making sense?
Yeah, I never questioned him, or I never really, I never controlled him. Like, that's the thing that I think made our relationship last as long as it did, is because he never tried to control me and I never tried to control him.
That's beautiful. That's true love. But he's scared of hurting you again. And you can see that too.
I have a question now. Is Ryan a spiritual person?
I would say yeah. Yeah, he is.
Have you talked about spiritual things with him?
Yeah, like we have our beliefs.
And your beliefs, are they different than his?
No.
Because my guides are telling me that this would be something, you know, in this relationship that would help a lot if you could talk more of the spirit, you know, and have a stronger connection, you know. Main thing, you know, I've always told, you know, Adrian's my son, and I've always told him that we don't work alone, and, you know, and we should have, you know, our guides, you know, our angels, you know, whoever that might be in our lives, you know, that's helped us along our path, and to strengthen, you know, our relationships, to bring more love, to be more connected to unconditional love. You know, and that's what the twin flame energy is all about, is to raise that vibration. And I just wanted to share that with you. And this would be something that you and him, you know, can talk about. You know, if you don't know anything about the twin flame relationship, look it up, you know, on the internet. Find out more about it so that he can be part of that also. I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. So did we answer all your questions?
Yes. So I guess just like the relationship will keep moving forward.
Well, that's what you want, right?
Yes. Like I said, like I want like marriage and kids with him. So I'm just wondering like if that will happen or like not.
You have to tell him that.
I've already told him that, like, a long time ago.
And, you know, you have to tell him that more than once, because he's coming from the space that he's so afraid to hurt you. So that's why you have to be clear on what you want. You'll be guiding the relationship for a little while until he gets stronger. But you're guiding the relationship and saying what you want, then he'll be more open to be there. Is that making sense?
I think he knows, he's heard me, what I've said. I told him I wanted kids and I wanted marriage, and if he didn't see that with me, that he should just tell me then and there, but he never did. He's just like, oh, I can't think about that right now because, you know, like he's, like, he does feel restricted in his life. Like there's a lot of things that he says he can't give me right now, and for that reason, he just doesn't, like, see a family just yet.
And that's okay. I'm not saying that it should happen right away. But what I'm trying to say is that keep that vision that you guys are going to be doing things together. Doing things together. He needs to hear that. He's starving to hear that. It's learning to trust himself. All right? Thank you for coming tonight. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go to area code 203. Uh, Area code 203 and the last four numbers are 1521. Okay, hold on for a second. There you go. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes. Yes, hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. I didn't get to hear the intro, so is there a specific topic we're on today?
Yeah. What we're talking about is that when two twin flames, so when you have a relationship and you are with a person and the energy of love, you can be activating or you can be creating a frequency, a consciousness together. And this is the power of pure love. But is there any specific thing that you want us to help you with?
I actually wanted to talk about a guy and if what type of connection do we have with each other. And his name is Jonathan.
Roy, do you mind going with that one, please?
Yeah, first of all, could you tell us your first name and where are you from?
My name is Shante and I'm from Connecticut.
From Connecticut. We welcome you to Atlanta's show tonight. And my guides are telling me that this relationship that you have, did you say Jonathan?
Mm-hmm.
That you have with Jonathan, is this relationship been on and off? Is it?
Well, it's not really a relationship, but it's been on and off, yes.
Yeah, and so you're not communicating right now. And what's preventing it?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure about him or you're not sure about the relationship?
Well, we're not in a relationship. I just talked to him a couple of times and I felt a connection with him. And I'm not sure if he feels a connection with me. But the communication has been on and off.
I'm sorry, Roy. I just
Go ahead, Alan.
How old? 24. He's very young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's maybe 24, but he's still thinking like a 17-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
He is not ready for a relationship. Go ahead, Roy.
And what about your past relationship? How have you been in your relationship?
I've been good in my part.
Okay. But, I mean, you haven't had a long-term relationship.
No.
And are you close to that same age?
Yes, we're the same age.
Okay. Because I'm getting that there's still, you're still going through like a growing process also. And what are you looking for in a relationship?
I'm looking to eventually settle down and have children.
Okay. Because, Adrian, what's the percentage that you're showing on Jonathan as them being a long-term relationship?
Okay.
You said if that's what I'm looking for?
You are looking for a long-term relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
No, showing 30%.
Usually on the charts, when it shows that low of a percentage, this is not the right relationship for you. And that's why you're going through a lot of, you know, there's no communication there. You know, you're really not at that same level. Are you looking for what they call the twin flame relationship?
Yes.
Okay, now what is the percentage, Adrian, of her meeting her twin flame?
Okay. 60%.
So there is a twin flame that's coming your way. And how does that make you feel?
Good.
Good. Can you be patient to wait?
I have so far, yes.
Good. Main thing is you don't want to be in a relationship that it's really not going to last very long. And if you would have had a relationship with this Jonathan, then chances are that it wouldn't have lasted that long. Because there's a lot of things that he still needs to go through in order to be stable in a relationship.
A lot of growth.
Yeah, a lot of growth.
He has to go through more speed bumps down the road before he can be in a relationship. And he has to grow from it. And right now he's not really interested in relationship. He just wants to have fun.
Yeah. He's just looking for fun.
Yeah.
Not a serious relationship. And that's why Alana was getting, you know, that he's a lot like a high school kid. You know, they're not, in you know, serious about it, a relationship. They're just trying to have fun.
He just wants to play.
Yeah. And that's not a very stable relationship, you know, because you don't know from one day to the next how long he'll even stay around.
Mhm. And then you'll get emotionally attached, and then he'll end up hurting you in the process.
Mhm.
And that's why you got to keep your distance.
Yeah.
It's like the porcupine method.
Yeah.
You don't want those spikes going through you. You want to keep your distance enough to understand him, where it's going instead of rushing.
And what are you doing right now? Are you working? Are you going to school? What are your goals?
I'm in school right now. I'm looking for work.
Okay. And are you almost completed with your schooling?
I've been in school for a while. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a program now, but it'll be done like October.
Okay. Because what my guides are telling me that you should focus on your goals, you know, where you know, whether it be schooling or a career or training or whatever you have to do, you know, to get yourself, you know, financially stable.
Mm-hmm.
And that the universe, so as long as you keep your vibration up and focus and meditate and, you know, and even, you know, pray to your angels to help you in bringing, you know, this twin flame, you know, your twin flame, you know, into your life, then, you know, that'll start manifesting.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Wonderful. And we are going to go to the next caller because we have some callers waiting here right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to go to area code 718, and the last four numbers are 2528.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Wonderful.
I also have a love question.
Sure. And we would like to know, what is your first name and where are you calling from?
Tanya, and I'm calling from New York, New York City.
Wonderful, Tanya. Go ahead, Roy.
And you're talking about relationship. Are you in a relationship right now?
Not as yet. But I have someone that I'm looking at, and he was looking at me.
Now, do you feel he was your twin flame?
I do, yes.
And how would you know that?
That's from the fact that it felt like fire going through my body. It's just an experience that I've never, ever had before. I was completely open with him. We finishing each other's sentences, all of that good stuff.
And the reason I ask that question, because when you do meet your twin flame, it's without a doubt.
Okay.
Because you'll feel something that you've never felt before, and that's what you said that you felt. And it could be with, like, an energy rush. It could be like fire. It could even feel like a bolt of electricity hitting you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to share that with you. And my guides are telling me that in this relationship, are you meeting at all? I mean, are you just talking, or how are you communicating with each other?
In the beginning, it was a lot of text messaging back and forth. I got annoyed with that. That was put to a stop. We hadn't been talking until last week, and we actually just missed each other. So that's that.
And you haven't met in person yet?
Not since we met, which was a little over maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
Right. We definitely were supposed to meet a couple of days ago, but our schedules just collided, and I'm kind of annoyed with that.
Yeah. It can. I need you to check your charts and find out, is this her twin flame?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Wonderful. And what's going on with him?
I'm sorry, I broke up.
I'm just asking Adrian, what's going on, with your twin flame right now? He can look into the charts and find out why, why you and him aren't communicating a lot more.
Okay. I would love to know that.
Okay.
The chart I'm going to look at is the source of the condition. Okay, so it's saying it's something mental on his part.
Are you serious? Leave it to me. My twin flame has mental issues. Oh, my God.
But, you could look at mental in more than one way,
Maybe he's overanalyzing the situation. Could that be it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mental don't mean mental. Yeah.
There's some subconscious block.
Yeah.
And maybe, like you say, overanalyzing the situation. Let me see if that's what it is. Yeah.
That's is there anything? I'm sorry. Is there anything I can help with that?
Yes. don't go into confusion, because if he's your twin self, if you go into confusion and start doubting the situation, he will do the same thing. You have to, every time that he calls you, you have to be very excited. You have to be completely accessible and open to the communication.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just continue to be loving and kind. Continue to be myself.
That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm.
And be confident in what we have.
Right.
For some reason, it's bringing up lack of oxygen. He hasn't been getting any oxygen to his brain for some reason.
Wow, he travels a lot. He's on a plane more than he is actually walking the face of the earth.
That makes sense. Okay.
I have concerns with that, too.
Well, you know, my brother did that.
Mm-hmm.
He was always up in the air, and that kind of affected his brain.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I knew somebody who got terribly sick because he traveled so, you know, he traveled so often and never powered down and did everything you're supposed to do. And he was in the hospital. He almost died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So I'll definitely mention it.
Well, I hope we answered your question. We have several people waiting for the call, but you're open to come in. Keep us in touch.
You sure did.
It's a beautiful possibility between what you have. So just call us again and just can tell us, okay, here we are. I'm getting there right now. It'll be nice to hear.
Thank you so much. I will call you back and let you know what went on.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you
very much.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you to you all.
Sorry, we go with area code 337, and the last four numbers are 6051. Let's see. Hold on a second. Sorry. Okay, there you go. We should be opening to... Hi.
Hello.
Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tamla, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Wonderful. Roy, go ahead.
Okay, the reason you're calling is for a relationship?
Well, I normally call you guys. The last time I spoke to you and Adrian was doing some energy work on my twin soul's throat chakra because it had a parasite. Yeah, so I just was calling back to see when he and I would be actually getting together and seeing each other because... For some strange reason, I've been feeling a lot of travel coming on, so I just wanted confirmation.
Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, what I'm getting from that is the energy I did for you. I opened up some roadblocks that were blocking you and him from traveling together. So that road opening that I did for you, is going to open up the possibility of things moving a lot faster for you and your twin flame. Because there were some blockages.
Yeah, you remember that, huh?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was heavy-duty stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, it just seems like June is just going to be a month. Because I haven't seen him in a while. We had reconnected just recently, but prior to that, we hadn't spoken in a year because we had fell out with one another. And so it's been a while since we've seen one another. So my question to you is, when do you see us actually getting together again?
I'm seeing around June. That's what my guides are telling me. Like, I get the feeling around June time, it'll probably be... either at the end of June or the middle of June.
Okay. Do you see him coming to me or me going to him? Because he's in Georgia now.
He'll travel to you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He's just a man like that. Like, he's a very generous person, very committed.
One thing that I wanted to say was, since you've done the energy work on his throat, I have to say, he's not even aware that any of this was done. But one thing I do notice is when we speak on the phone, he's not clearing his throat as much, and he seems more open, kind of like more enlightened. I don't know if I'm even making sense when I say that, but is that what happened in this case since you cleared his throat chakra?
Elena could tell you that one.
Okay.
I think it's most like you remove a block of a past life. It's kind of like a connection with his mother, not be able to have self-expression or something like that. And once you remove that, then he has to be able to expand his energy. He has to be able to grow. So that was beautiful work. That's amazing. Good job.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
But I'm going to let
you're
you
right have
some more callers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, and I did something funny here with the switchboard, so I'm just going to read the last four numbers, all right, because I cannot see the first three numbers. 5804. Can you hear us, caller?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. How are you doing today?
Good.
How can we help you? Yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying it. And what is your name?
Adrian knows me.
How are you doing, Rodney?
All right, I'm just kind of tired. I got back from Washington, D.C. with a two-hour time change I got used to back for a week, and I'm 10 o'clock here is like midnight there, so I've been dozing off early.
Wow.
Do you want me to ask a question, or what are you thinking?
Yeah. What kind of question would you like to ask, Rodney?
How do you see my mother and father's estate unfolding or being handled? I lost my father last summer, my mother last February. My question would be, what do you see happening with their estate relative to me?
Roy, what would you say?
My guides are telling me that things are going to unfold, in the direction that you want, Rodney. Main thing is, and I know, a little bit of history because we've talked about this before. A lot of it has to do with some of your siblings, and getting past whatever, blockages that they're making for you. But I'm seeing that you're going to, things are going to unfold. What in direction that you want it to. And Adrian, what do you get in?
Did you want me to look in the pendulum, or?
Is that okay, Robert?
Whatever you'd like to do.
Okay.
Well, you're right on the money there, Roy.
Okay.
It does show things pushing through and moving forward. I'm using the archetype chart.
Do you see equality or inequality with the siblings relative to the inheritance?
Okay. It's showing quality.
Equality?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What I get from being in the forest, singing in the trees, is that one of my siblings has a lot of hatred, and so does the other one, and they're projecting that outward onto the other two. And the people don't hate others without first hating themselves. And so I just know that my lesson here is one of patience and standing for truth and equality, where I know the other, a couple of the other siblings are dealing with internal subconscious issues that they need to work through, you know.
Wow.
Anything else you want to share?
I just wanted to share something with that. You know, we know that karma, you know, plays a big part in all of our lives.
Right.
And
uh-huh.
Whatever negative energy that they're projecting, it's almost like tossing a stone into a lake. You know, it just causes a ripple effect. And that's, they're going to be affected by it.
By the waves.
Because, by the waves, you know, that, and so, you know, it's not, you know, we send our love, you know, to these people that, you know, can't show unconditional love, you know, that it's all about their, you know, selfishness or whatever, main thing is the universe don't discriminate. You know, if they're putting out that kind of energy, then that's what they're going to receive.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. And is there anything, Elena, that you can share with us?
I completely agree with both of you. That's the same thing I'm seeing as well. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Main thing is to be patient, because a lot of it comes in divine timing, and think you will win out on this one.
I hope we all come out equal on this one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I'll continue with you.
Thank you for joining us. You have a wonderful
always.
Night. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
So let's go to area code. I'm sorry. Like I say, I cannot see the area codes. The last four numbers, 8062. Caller, can you
hear
us? Hello. Hi.
Yes, ma'am. How are y'all doing? Peace and greetings to you.
Thank you. What can we do for you tonight? Would like to know your first name and where you're calling from.
My first name is Kofi. Kofi, and I'm calling from Texas, Fort Texas.
Wonderful. Roy, go ahead.
We welcome you to Elena's show tonight. And does your question have to do with relationships tonight?
Kinda. I have with a relationship, and I have another question I was just kind of curious about.
Okay, go ahead.
I was trying to recharge my crystals with this energy coming from the moon, but it's been cloudy in my area for 2 days, so I haven't been able to see the moon except for tonight. And I was wondering, did I have to have them laying exactly in where I can see the full moon to recharge them, or I just lay them out there and they'll recharge up by the morning?
Adrian, now what's your can you give us a little bit of information on that?
Well, that one's a difficult question, because some people's interpretation might be different on that. I know from what my mentors taught me, Lita, she told me that when you charge the crystals on the moon, it reflects negative energy. Mark at the Jewel Maidens, he puts them into the moon to charge the crystals, so, and he feels it's something positive. So there's two different interpretations that I'm still kind of contemplating on, because I've heard from different facilitators that know a lot about crystals and stones, and each person says something different, so I'm kind of confused on that one.
Elena, could you tell us a little bit more about, you know, putting that kind of energy? Yeah.
What type of energy? What's the intention? What are you trying to put in the crystal?
I'm just trying to, I guess, keep them recharged. I made my first little grid, and I was just, you know, making sure my crystal was charged. I pulled out crystals I had, like even some of my jade and amber that, you know, I had laying around, just to make my little grid, so I can, you know.
Sure, I can do that for you right now. I can charge and clear all of them. Do you want me to do that for you?
All right. Yes,
sure. My knowledge of crystals comes through my ancestors, the Incas, and one of my gifts is the ability to change the frequency in crystals. If you ask me how I do it, I don't know how I do it, but the way I do it is I use the process of the 12 strains of the DNA, because a long time ago, we used to have 12 strains of DNA instead of two. So through my energy, I can activate 12 of them and just change the frequency. But in order to do that, we have to have an intention. So if your intention is to be clear in the creations that you want to be from now on, then I can go ahead and balance all of them to that frequency. So it gets to be open space for you to create anything that you want. And it will stay in that frequency.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? Wonderful. Just give me 1 second. So I'm just going to go energetically to your house, if that's okay with you. Will that be okay with you?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
There you go. And the best way to do it is when you take the frequency of the moon and the sun and you connect both of them and you align that frequency. So it's neutral. It's only in the intention. There you go. They're clear, all of them now. Beautiful. Your house is going to be very peaceful now. There you go. It's done.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. I just saw that, Elena.
You saw that? It's fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It feels really good. It's recharging him. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And
well,
what was
you.
your second question? You said you had another?
I was trying to find out, you know, about the twin flame, if I had ran into two minds or hadn't or not.
Adrian, now, can you tell him if he's met his twin flame before?
Yes, he has, because I feel like when I feel that energy coming, radiating from you, I feel dehydration and a lot of heat and a lot of fire energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that is confirmation that you have met your twin flame.
That's right.
And do you remember who that twin flame was?
I have no idea. I'm like, obviously it's not someone that I'm still with now. So I don't know. I don't know who that could have been.
Always around him.
Mm-hmm.
It's always around him.
I don't know.
It's activating already.
Adrian, what are you getting?
I'm getting that she's magical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm interdimensional.
She's beautiful.
So he's mainly connected with her on a more of a spiritual level than...
Yeah.
Yes.
Energetically.
Energetically.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Sean is part.
And on the kind of work that you're doing, I know you work with crystals, but do you do other things of the metaphysical also?
Yes, yes, sir. I've been trying to get into making organized, and I also crochet too. For some reason, I can crochet pretty good.
Oh, so you're very creative.
Yeah, I'm the only one in the family that can do it. I don't know where I picked it up from. I promise you.
Do you write music? Are you into music?
I don't think so. I think I have a some type of spiritual connection, but I'm just not for sure exactly just what it is. I just know it's something.
For some reason, I'm hearing music around you. I don't know why.
That's her music.
Oh, okay.
I love music. Love it.
Let me explain it a little better. When twin cells merge, the way how you're merging, she sings a song to you and you respond in that sound. And that's the music that you're listening, Indra.
Oh, okay.
So she's activating him and he's getting ready to awaken his gifts and then she'll come.
Oh, that's why the energy is so high then.
That's right. He is awakening to be multidimensional. She's already multidimensional.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ah. I mean, that's a really beautiful connection.
Are you ready?
So,
yes, I'm feeling chills on my back when she said that.
Mm-hmm.
Like vibration when she said that. Oh.
Mm-hmm. You say share the same electron. You're constantly in the same orbit. And so she teaches you. She teaches you to go back home, to go back to her or something like that. It's a beautiful conversation, but it happens mostly while you guys are sleeping.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I do where I a lady in my sleep, not a harmful person, and I do, because even when I see the guiding ones or those trying to get into me, they never sit down like the ladies do. They always show me symbolism, so I know the difference.
That's it. That's it. Because the twin cells have codes. So the twin cells that are really high frequency, they communicate through codes, through sounds, through symbols. So it's a different frequency. It's a very different frequency in the sense that it's a communication of symbols, like Metatron type of my communication. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's good. If you can come back next week and maybe we can explain the listeners more about that connection and where is that taking, that'd be great. And is that okay with you? We go to the next caller now?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for coming to the show tonight. Okay, so let's go into next area code. I'm sorry, the next last four numbers are 2661. And caller, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Yes, my name is Anna. I'm calling from New York.
Wonderful. Great. So, Roy?
On your call, are you calling about relationships right now?
Yeah.
And are you in a relationship?
No. No, I'm not.
Is there somebody that you've met?
I like someone, but never talk to him. I was wondering if I'll see him again, and I just haven't been seeing him at all lately, and I'm just wondering if this is something like twin flame, or I'm just not sure, because I haven't seen him anymore in a while, and so it's hard to make a connection when I don't see him around.
Adrian, first of all, can you check the chart, see if this is her twin flame?
It's still showing, yeah.
So if this is your twin flame.
But there's some obstacles in the way.
What's preventing him from calling her?
There's no phone number exchanged. I think there was just, we just, one time he was just standing in front of me, and I was like, I saw him and I was shocked. I was like, whoa, who is this? And then I was having a training at the specific gym across the street from me, a whole day training, and all of a sudden I see him at the same gym working out, and then we kind of were checking each other out, but we didn't really talk to each other. And I'm still thinking about him and wondering if I'll see him again.
Adrian, what's the percentage that she's going to see him again?
Well, I'm saying that she's going to run into him unexpectedly.
You know, as you were talking, caller, it brought a story to my mind. And I don't know if you've watched a movie called Serendipity.
I might have.
It's an older movie. But anyway, in the movie, it tells about a couple who met each other, you know, by chance. You know, he was going somewhere, she was going somewhere, and they run into each other, and she gave him a phone number that he lost.
Yeah.
And he wanted her number again, and she goes, no, you're going to have to find me now. And that I'm going to put my number in this book. But I'm going to put this book in a bookstore, and you're going to have to find that. If it's meant for us to be together, you will find that. But, you know, can you see the, you know, that there's something there, you know, that the universe is working, you know, to bring you both back together, you know, that it will happen, you know, that synchronicity is a big part in our lives, that things don't happen, you know, by coincidence, you know, that there is a plan that the universe had for us.
I just was like, well, I haven't seen him in a while, so maybe I should just forget it, because these two instances that I did see him were very big surprise. I mean, who would have thought he was going to see him at that training? And he just all of a sudden in that gym. I never saw him in that gym before.
Yeah.
And it was pretty shocking. And then all of a sudden him standing there in front of me. I didn't know if he felt anything at that point, but I don't know.
Okay, let me explain to you that with the twin flame relationship, that both of you, whatever you're thinking about, he's thinking about. Whatever he's thinking about, you're thinking about. See, that's how this works with the twin flame relationship to start out with.
Okay.
And then, you know, then you'll be at a certain place at a certain time, and you'll see each other again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Adrian, you know, from the chart saying that there is, you will be meeting each other unexpectedly.
Okay, I'll just be okay then, you know,
Yes, you will be okay. The main thing is you have to have faith.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And this lady that's with you guys tonight, does she have anything to say about anything?
Yeah.
Helena, can you tell her a little bit more about that.
You know, what I'm seeing is that if it's meant to happen, it will happen. You just have to know that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You keep doing what you're doing. If it's meant to happen, it will happen.
Okay.
Do you ever dream about him at all?
Yes. The last time when I asked, like, where are you and where is it going? Or where are you? he was there, but he didn't answer me. He was just there. And before that, I saw, where is she? He was wondering about where I was, and mm-hmm. that I was his type. That's what mm-hmm. I saw.
And it was beautiful.
So what my guides are telling me that everything is going according to plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
I was looking in the chart, and it says that your heart is open to receive. So you are allowing it, and that's why the percentages are very high.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
The main thing is, can you be patient?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can be patient. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't.
Because sometimes when we try to rush things, all that does is just slow things down.
That's right.
Yeah, worrying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure if it was just something that was there that happened for no reason and that
there is no
out, or
there is no coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's happening to me. Like, I'm still wondering, like, what that was. That's really what it is. Like, what was that? What is this?
Yeah. There was a connection. Well, it's an awareness. It's an energy of the universe. It's bringing you something to be aware of and to be aware that there's a connection. And you just have to wait for the next message of the universe. But you can wait. I know you can. Just have fun with it.
Yeah,
great.
You're
welcome,
thank you,
sweetie.
So much.
We have another caller, so we'll just go with the next one. And thank you again. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, thank you for this. Blessing. Bye.
You have a good night.
Okay, so let's go to caller 2528. Those are the last four numbers, 2528. Can you hear us, caller?
Oh, we already spoke.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so let's... Oh, okay, so now let's go with caller. And let me see over here. We have several callers tonight. And we have, let's go with the... Okay, let's see. Colored area, I'm sorry, area code 315-1132. Did we talk to you already?
No.
Oh,
thank you,
wonderful. You're welcome. What is your first name and where are you calling from?
My first name's Annette and I'm calling from New York.
Wonderful. Roy?
And again, we want to thank you for calling and, you know, and joining us with the Lana show tonight. And
thank you.
Is your call about a relationship?
Yes, it is.
And are you in one right now?
No, we broke up a little while ago, but we're talking again. And that's what I'd like to ask about. Where do you see it going?
Okay, Adrian, check the charts and see if this is going to, you know, something's going to come from this. If this relationship's going to get stronger.
It's still showing positive on that.
Yeah.
50%.
What do you feel caused your relationship to have, you know, where you were having some problems before?
We're in a long-distance relationship, and we've never seen each other in person, but we were very, very close, over the phone and on the internet, things like that. And basically, all of a sudden, there was a few people trying to tell me that he was trying to see somebody else, but he was more concerned about his grandson, and this woman lived in this household where his grandson was. And he thought that the grandson was going to be taken away from his daughter. And then he was trying to get information from this woman that lived in the house, is what he's telling me. And basically, I've been told that nothing happened between them, but they made sure that they recorded a phone conversation where it sounded like he was trying to pick her up, but he said he was trying to pick her up to get her out of the house to basically get information regarding his grandson. And then they made sure that I knew about it. They recorded it and then had me listen to it. And it, and naturally it broke us up because I thought he was trying to cheat on me, you know?
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't.
What do you say, Andrew? Was he trying to cheat on her?
No. He was trying to get information from the family because it kept going to the family. The chart did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Family issues going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of family issues going on, and that not just that situation, but that situation caused like a wave of problems throughout his whole family, and he was just so negative all the time, and I mean really, really, really negative to me and lashing out on me, and you know it just kept hurting. And for some reason, you know, we've broken up a couple other times over different things. One time was my fault. You know, I had a very abusive relationship before him, and something was said just triggered me, and I did go off on him. That was my fault. But this other thing is this other thing I told you about. And, you know, but for some reason, like with this last deal, he really shut me off. Like, I'd call and call and call, and he wouldn't answer. Same thing with the text, and then he started, you know, listening and stuff. So I just wanted to know, am I wasting my time, or you see that we're going to, I mean, we even talked marriage before, you know, even though we never met in person.
No, let me ask you something. You never met in person because where does he live? Does he live in a different town?
Yeah, he lives out of state, and to be honest with you, neither one of us have money. We're both on very, very much money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me give you an energy gift. Okay, this is kind of like a book of light. And what you do is you place your hand. This is a choice. And the energy that I'm giving you is to remove all those drama blocks because things are so confusing right now. You know, let's remove the drama and let's have a fresh start again. Both of you deserve to have a communication. Okay, here's the gift. Send your hand. Now bring that into your heart. And I want you to feel that, and I want you to say three times, I receive, I receive, I receive. That's wonderful. Make sure to drink our water tonight before you go to sleep because that will clear the space so you can have a relationship. All right?
Okay. Well, thank
Wonderful.
You for that.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling tonight. And let's go with the next. And let's go with the next caller. Area code 682, and the last four numbers are 8062. Hello, caller.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are already spoken.
We are ready.
Taking my call.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. So let's go with the next caller, which is 3195, area code 317, 3195. Let's see. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. We're doing great. Roy, go ahead.
And first of all, could you tell us your first name and where you're from?
My name is Michelle, and I'm from Indiana.
And again, we welcome you to Elena's show tonight. And are you calling about a relationship?
Yes.
Are you in one right now?
No.
Do you know somebody that you want to be in a relationship with?
No.
Okay. Have you met your twin flame?
I don't know.
Okay. You can check the chart to see if she will meet her twin flame.
Okay. So you don't know if this is your twin flame, you said?
She's not in a relationship at all right now.
Okay. So, yeah, it does show a twin flame coming up. And go on to synchronicity. So I'm getting that you're gonna run into some synchronicity.
What does that
before
mean?
It happens. Usually means like you're gonna see signs of different things, like how your guides and angels will give you. Like for an example, you'll see a bunch of feathers, or you'll see doves, or you'll see money on the ground. Like usually it's your angels letting you know that, giving you confirmation that something is going to happen, and you know you're going to make that connection with your twin flame.
So I've never met my twin flame at all.
Mm-mm.
Not yet. No.
Okay.
One of the things that is really concerning me is I was in a very long relationship, and you know, I've been in a relationship before, and I've had, you know, you get your heart broken and you move on, or, you know, they do things to irritate you. And this last one is causing me so much grief, and I've had to do so much healing. Is there anything you can tell me out of that, or anything that I have to be aware of?
Well, the only thing that's coming to me is mainly the issue that you were having before, like your most recent issue that was blocking you before. That's the first thing that comes to me.
May I be a contribution?
Please.
You have your heart closed and shut down. Right now, you still think that the best way to deal with a relationship that did not work for you was to shut down your heart. And so, so let me teach you something, okay? Something that's really powerful.
Well, he keeps coming back. He won't go away.
I know. He's sucking your energy. So this is
what
you do. This is what you do. You have a choice. You don't have to open your heart for everybody.
Right.
You can choose the people that you can open your heart to. So you can just say to yourself, I'm not opening my heart to him. I can open my heart to the man that's coming in the future for me, but he has to go. He thinks that you somehow own something to him. It's like he's right. You're his trophy. Like you are his slave. Like you are all the things. So he's very energetically demanding of your space, your creation, your ability to be who you want to be. So he doesn't let you move forward. So
right.
Why is he
doing this to me?
Because he doesn't have his own light, so he has to create with your light. I have so many clients right now going through them, so it's a process.
Is he evil?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't use that word, but I will say there is somebody who doesn't have a heart, that he needs the energy of somebody who has a heart.
Okay. He's coming to my son to get to me.
He will try to sabotage you in every way to keep you in low frequency so he can be able to suck your energy. So what you have to do is you have to cut the contract of love, the belief system that you owe him something.
I did that, honey. I cut cords. I pulled them out. I've burned. I've done ritual.
Here's the gift. Here's the gift. You're going to love this. It's in your hand. And I'm going to cut the cords if that's okay with you. I can
Please.
Do it only if I have no chance.
Please.
Okay. Here's the energy gift, sweetie. It's in your hand. And we're going to protect your son. I have two shamans already working in the energy. There you go. Now bring that energy into your heart. Okay.
Is there anything you can tell me? Can you help me understand why this was 15 years? Why spiritually I had to work so hard. Why was this such a painful lesson? Why was this so deep and
Let's go back to Atlantis. Okay, right now I'm in Atlantis, and I see, you know how we have ideas nowadays? You know, we have a Republican group and we have a Democrat group. Mm-hmm. Let's go back into Atlantis, and there are two groups. One of them, they're called the Love, the Oneness, and there's another group who are making choices in lower frequency. They're misusing the power. So something happens to them, and they know they're not going to have another lifetime. They just know. Because of the choices that they made, they're not going to be able to procreate or create. So these beings...
Or he doesn't have kids.
Right. They cannot have... A lot of them cannot have kids. So what they do is they travel to time and space using your energy. That's why they don't want to go away. But the way how they work is they make you believe that they're the ones who are in charge. So what happens is that we have to go back into Atlantis, and I have to cut a contract there where literally you're saying that you own your own light and he doesn't have access to it.
Okay.
That's how simple as it is. So it's going to be
a
process.
Do you need his name or anything?
Nothing.
To
I'm
see him?
In. No, I see already the energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he doesn't have his own light?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And they usually travel through time, and they're always close to you. Oh,
really? So this came from another lifetime. It's not even this life.
No. A long time ago, like around 15,000 years ago.
Because I've been getting work done. They say that my light is coming, like 7 rays, and people keep saying they see all my light. And so I didn't know if he sees it again coming up, and that's why he's popping in and popping out.
Every time that you're
learning.
Every time that you're ready to move on, to be able to be successful, to be independent, he will come and drain you. He comes and stops you. Because if you go into your independence, then he cannot steal your light anymore. And that's what my light workers and my shamans are doing right now for you. They're going through that process and disconnecting that. You're welcome.
And so I should be good then? He'll leave me alone now?
You know, call me every 2 weeks.
Okay.
You can call back again next week and see. Because like I said, this is a process. It's not something that can happen just one time. Because it's a process. I mean, he knows you so well that you need to get back with yours, and he has to get back with his. Mm-hmm. He needs to go back. His emptiness, his lack of choices, everything that he created has to go back to him, and everything that you have been creating has to go back to you.
And has he stopped anybody from coming into my life?
Oh, yeah. Several people, that's part of the game. If he can keep you separated from a lot of people, then he can have more control over your energy.
So now they'll be able to come in?
Not yet. Give it 1 week.
Well, I know. I mean, like, not tomorrow, but I'm just saying that because I'm ready to move on, but every time I try to go and, like, go out or something, I get dark and heavy, sad and depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just... Then I just stay home and I stay in a shell, not going anywhere.
Every time that you want to have a relationship, he comes and blocks the relationship. That's okay. He's being released now. But make sure to drink water tonight, okay?
I'm going to drink lots. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. You have
bye-bye.
A great
Thank
night.
You, everybody.
Bye-bye now.
I just wanted to share one thing with you before we let her go.
Thank you.
Me and Adrian have run into what they call the psychic vampires. These are the ones that want to draw all your energy or your light.
Yeah.
And the best way that we've found is to have a mirror.
Okay.
And point it in that direction in which you feel, you know, that he lives. So okay. Every time that he sends any kind of negative energy to you, it goes right back to him.
Mhm.
Oh, so like position it in my house?
Yes.
Towards him.
Towards him.
Well, he doesn't live with me, but you're
saying. You don't have to live with
it. Oh, I see what you're saying. Just put it in the window, like whatever direction his house is in comparison to mine, and it will block it.
Right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, you guys.
You are welcome.
I'm so grateful.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, so let's go with area code. Let me see. Okay, 11111. Can you hear us, caller? Hello, caller? Can you hear us? Okay, so I think it's a caller who is not ready to talk. And let's see who else we have here. I have another caller here with area code 718, and I'm not sure if we're able to talk that caller. Were able to talk to your caller? 718. Did we talk to you already?
Yes, you did.
Okay,
unless
thank
you have
you.
Another message to give me.
Thank you. Let me see. I just want to make sure that we have everybody covered here. I'm just
welcome
learning how
back.
To do this. Okay. All right. Let me see. I think we're pretty much done with everybody so far. Yep, we are. So a final message, Roy?
Well, the final message is that, a lot of the twin cells out there that are looking, for their twin cells, is to allow, the energy to come, to you, and whether that be in synchronicities or in dreams or even telepathically, in your mind, that we know that's how the communication is made between twin flames to start out with. And the main thing is, focus, on that energy, manifest, whoever that might be into your lives, and to allow the universe to, begin the process of sending, that special relationship into your life. I just wanted to share that.
That's beautiful. What about you, Andrew?
Well, I just wanted to mention that for all the people that are not in alignment with the universe, learn about your twin flame, and it will help you to find a direction towards your unconditional love for others as well as yourself. So I just thought I would throw that out there.
That's beautiful. And tonight, I would like to acknowledge my twin cell. And this week, it was quite interesting because I was trying to co-create with him the possibility of being who I want to be. And who I want to be in my relationship with him. And when I was just thinking and what is really taking me to the next level is something that I have never noticed before. I have been in previous relationships like pretty much everybody does, right? And because of my energy, this, it really matches to what we started with the story that I told you in the beginning. When these two people got together, their love was so pure that they were able to build the consciousness, civilization, and city with them. And when people that were not my twin selves, and I had a relationship before he came into my life, I couldn't build things with. In fact, I was dating somebody who seemed like for the time that we were dating, things were constantly breaking in my life. I couldn't move forward. And I remember another relationship where I was so present about me being a mistake in doing so many things. So I was reading the energy and I was bringing that in my life. And the reason why I want to acknowledge my twin soul tonight is because since he has been in my life, everything is so much easier. Everything that I want, one way or another, is being manifested. And if it's not, it's very clear that it's being blocked because it's teaching me to go and look into different direction. And I had so many blessings, so many energy activation coming from so many places. My relationship with my children, it's also way better. My relationship with my company is moving forward in the directions that it has to go. My ability to work with energy, my own personal energy gifts, is getting better. My life is getting better in every way. And that is how I know he is my twin soul, my twin flame. And that's what I wanted to share with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Roy.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
So, Roy, are you ready to close this show then?
Yes. So, again, we thank all our callers and all our listeners for joining us tonight. And we hope that the energy that we were able to help, you know, with these callers or be something that's going to bring a lot of truth and light and unconditional love into their lives. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And all of you have a wonderful night, and thank you for being with us tonight. And I'll be in the show next week, but the following week I'm going to be in Norway with my twin soul. He's Swedish, and he lives in Norway.
Yeah, have a good night.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Namaste.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.